Were you not in now with the Countess Olivia?
Even now, sir. On a mode of pace, I have since arrived by hither.
She returned this ring to her. You might have saved her my pains to take it away yourself. She adds, moreover, that you should put your lord into a desperate assurance she will none of him. And one thing more, that you'll be never so hardy to come again in his affairs, and let it be the report to your lord's taking of this. To receive it, sir.
She took the ring of me, I'll run.
Come, sir, you peevishly threw it to her. And her will is it should be so returned. Is it worth stooping for? There it lies in your eye. If not, be it his who finds it.
I left no ring with her. A grievous lady. Fortune forbid, my outside has not charmed her. She made good view of me, indeed, so much, that as methought her eyes had lost her tongue, for she did speak in starts distractedly. She loves me, sure. The cousin of her passion invites me, this cherished messenger. None of my lord's ring, why he sent her none. I am the man. If it be so, please. Poor lady, she will best another dream. Disguise, I see thou art a wicked one, wherein the pregnant enemy does much. How easy is it for the proper foes in women's waxen hearts to set their forms? Alas, our frailty is the cause, not we. For such as we are made of, such we be. How will this pass? My master loves her dearly, and I, poor monster, fond as much on him, and he, mistaken, seems to dote on me. What will become of this? If I am man, my state is desperate for my master's love. But I am woman, now alas the day. What fruitless sighs shall poor Olivia breathe? Oh, time! Thou must untangle this, not I. It is too hard a knot for me to untie.